Of course, his red daddy had also left him behind, but this never crossed Mordred's mind. And when the killing was done, the whispering voice promised, they would destroy the Dark Tower and rule Todash together for eternity. So Mordred ate, for Mordred was a-hungry, and Mordred slept, for Mordred was a-weary. And when Mordred dressed himself in Dandelo's warm clothes and set out along the freshly ploughed tower road, pulling a rich sack of gunna on a sled behind him, canned goods mostly, he had become a young man who looked to be perhaps 20 years old, tall and straight, and as fair as a summer sunrise, his human form marked only by the scar on his side where Susanna's bullet had winged him, and the blood mark on his heel. That heel, he had promised himself, would rest on Roland's throat, and soon. Part 5. The Scarlet Field of Can Canore. Chapter 1. The Sore and the Door. Goodbye, my dear. 1. In the final days of their long journey, after Bill, just Bill now, no longer stuttering Bill, dropped them off at the Federal on the edge of the White Lands, Susanna Dean began to suffer frequent bouts of weeping. She would feel these impending cloudbursts, and would excuse herself from the others, saying she had to go into the bushes and do her necessary. And there she would sit, on a fallen tree, or perhaps just the cold ground, put her hands over her face, and let her tears flow. If Roland knew this was happening, and surely he must have noted her red eyes when she returned to the road, he made no comment. She supposed he knew what she did. Her time in Midworld and Endworld was almost at an end.